家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
今天父们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we would like to give thanks.
特别在这个感恩节的时间。
And especially at this Thanksgiving season.
感谢主的恩典。
And we want to give thanks for your grace.
因为我们可以成为你的儿女。
For that you give us a privilege to be your children.
因为认识你以后，我们就明白人生的意义。
And ever since we knew about you, we learned about the true meaning of life.
我们为到今天讲到的时间交托在主手中。
And we would like to commit our message time to you.
希望主你再一次感动我们每一个人。
We ask you to once again touch our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
二十多年前呢，我认识一个人叫 Sam.
20 years ago, I learned about someone whose name is Sam.
他从香港来的一个学生。
And he is an international student, came from Hong Kong.
那么就来到我们教会的团契。
So he came to our church fellowship.
来到美国一年以后呢，他就发现呢，他患了末期的癌症。
But after he came to United States for about a year, he learned that he has a terminal cancer disease.
那么医生也告诉他，无能为力。
And even the doctor told him that can't be any good help.
所以呢，就不再帮他治疗了。
So they stopped the treatment.
当时呢，他只是十八岁。
And he was only 18 years old.
所以呢，他决定呢回香港治疗。
So he decided to go back to Hong Kong for treatment.
我们知道呢，这个可能是我们最后一次见他的面了。
And I knew that it could be very well be the last time that we see him.
所以呢，我们鼓起勇气就向他传福音。
So we took courage and we shared the gospel with him.
Sam 听完我们讲的以后
，So after Sam listened to what we share，
他就对我说
，And he told me，
Mike， 你不知道我是怎么样的一个人
，Mike， you don't know me。
从前香港警察会上来我家里面，拘捕我的
，And before this， when I was in Hong Kong， there were even police who came to my house and arrested me。
言下之意呢，他觉得他不相信耶稣会救，好像他这样子坏的一个人。
So according to what he say, he doesn't believe that Jesus would save someone, such a bad person like him.
他认为这只是一个不配，做一个基督徒。
And he did not believe that he deserved to be a Christian.
那有些人不信耶稣呢，不是因为耶稣不可信。
And many people do not believe in Christ was not because of Christ is simply unbelievable.
也不是因为他们怕跟随耶稣。
And they are also not because of afraid to follow Jesus.
而是因为他们觉得他们不够好。
Many of them think that they are not good enough.
所以呢，他们希望他们等到他们改过自信以后，他才会来信耶稣。
And they hope that after they become better, then only they will consider to be a Christian.
我希望呢，通过今天马太福音九章一到十七节，回答这个疑问。
I would like to refer to Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 to 17 to answer such a question.
就是是不是有一些人不配做一个基督徒呢？
So, are some people or are you, am I deserve to be a Christian?
那我们先来看呢，第一段就是九到第八节。
Let's look at the first passage, which is from verse 9, from verse 1 to verse 8.
那这里记载我们之前讲到了九到十章里面呢，总共有十个神迹。
So we talk about from chapter 1 to chapter 10, there was 10 miracles in the book of Matthew.
九章一到八节是第六个。
So this is a sixth miracle right here.
第一节说主耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到自己的城，有人用褥子抬着一个坛子到耶稣跟前来。耶稣见到他们的信心，就对坛子说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man, laying on the mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." But there's some of the...
那你有没有想过，为什么耶稣对这个人说，小子，放心吧？
Have you ever think about why did Jesus say to him, "Take heart, son"?
这个人心里面怕什么呢？
So what was the fear in this paralyzed man's heart?
你知道耶稣说你放心吧，要这样子鼓励他。
And even Jesus have to say this to kind of assure him.
他怕耶稣不能医治他吗？
Was he afraid that Jesus, is not willing to heal him?
那如果是这样子的时候，前面不会说耶稣看见他们的信心吗？他们就包括这个病人了。
If that's the case, Jesus wouldn't saw their faith before that.
肯定这个人是相信耶稣可以医治他。
So it is certain that these men do have faith that Jesus would heal him.
那么放心什么呢？
So, but why did Jesus still want to say, "Take heart"?
那第二个问题就是，这个人找耶稣医治他，耶稣为什么却说你的罪赦了？
And the second question was, why did Jesus say to him, someone who came for healing, but yet your sins are forgiven?
你知道耶稣医好很多人哦，在福音书里面。
You knew very well that Jesus have healed many in the book of Gospel.
只有在这里，耶稣说你的罪赦了。
And only in this incident that Jesus say, your sins are forgiven.
所以呢，我猜呢，这个人成为一个探子的原因，就是因为他犯了罪。
So I think that for a reason why this person paralyzed was also because he had sinned.
所以呢，他心里面很内疚。
So he had condemnation in his heart.
所以呢，他虽然他有信心耶稣可以医好他。
And even though he has faith that Jesus would heal him.
但是他怕耶稣看见他的罪的时候呢，会惩罚他。
But he also has a fear that Jesus might see his sins that would punish him.
那耶稣见到这个人的时候呢，看见他有两个需要。
So when Jesus sees him, he saw two needs.
第一就是他的罪，他的病。
And the first is his sickness.
第二就是他的罪。
And the second is his sins.
耶稣知道呢，医好他的，解决他的罪，比解决他的病更重要。
And Jesus knew very well that it is far more important to resolve his sins rather than the sickness.
所以耶稣就讲你的罪赦了。
So Jesus told him, "Your sins are forgiven."
只是呢，罪比病带给我们更大的痛苦。
And we know that sins actually bring greater pains than sickness.
啊，最近看一本书呢，讲到一些，里面有一段呢是讲到一些吸毒的人的得救见证。
And recently I read a book about a testimony of some drug addicts.
那这些人呢，内心都是很内疚的。
And many of these drug addicts actually feel very condemned in their heart.
因为呢，他们为了满足他的毒瘾的时候呢，他什么事情都会做。
Because when they want to satisfy their addictions, they did many things and everything.
那骗人呢，偷了抢呢，甚至杀人。
And they lie, they steal, they rob.And even to an extent, they kill.
还有啊，他们会坐在他们家人身上。
And they even did these things to their family.
那其中有一个见证呢，是讲到一个，只是这个人才可能30岁这样子。
So there was a testimony that this person was about 30 years old.
那么呢，他吸毒了，因为很多人呢，他们可能十五岁、14岁就开始吸毒。他吸毒已经20年了。
So some of these people started drugs when they was their teenager, about 15 years old, and had already on the addiction for 20 years.
那么他说他已经呢是戒毒试过20-30次了。
And he even tried the rehab for 20-30 times.
但是每一次他离开这个戒毒的中心的时候。他马上又去吸毒了。
And but however, every time he left, he went back to the old way again.
他父母呢很爱他。
His parents loves him so.
所以呢，后来，但是后来呢，因为父母都 生病了，进了医院。
And but later time, his parent was also very ill.
但是呢，他们在病床里上面的时候，醒过来，第一样事情呢，就会喊这个儿子的名字。
But even so, when they wake up, on the bed, in the hospital, the first thing they did was to call their son's name.
所以呢，他哥哥就劝他这个吸毒的弟弟说：“你快去医院去看你的父母啊。”
His brother asked.Him to go to the hospital to see his parent.
但是他不愿意去。
But he did not go.
后来呢，他是他的父亲去世了。
And later, when his father passed away,
那么他姐姐就劝他，你要去他的丧礼啊。
And his sister asked him to go to the funeral.
他也不去。
And he did not go.
为什么呢？我看他没有直接的解释。但是为什么这个人会这样子呢？
So he did not explain truly why, but why do you think that he would do this?
他就是很内疚
，and he feel very guilty.
所以他选择逃避，不要面对这个事实。
So he want to run away and to see the facts.
所以呢，他就继续的吸毒麻醉自己。
So he continued to use drug to anesthetize him, himself.
有些吸毒的人呢，他说，在他们中间呢，他们见过有些人呢，一边吸毒一边在哭了。
So when these drug addicts gather together, they even see their peers crying many times.
当耶稣见到这个瘫子的时候呢，他没有指责他的罪。
So when Jesus saw the paralyzed.He did not condemn him for his sins.
反而对这个人说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
But he said to him, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
我想呢，这个探子他听到这句话的时候呢，他一定很惊奇，还有很喜乐。
I'm certain that the paralyzed must be thrilled and yet rejoicing when he hears this.
因为他的罪的包袱呢。结果今天可以放下来。
Because finally he now can relieve the burden of his sins.
但是呢，当时呢，有一些文士呢，就心里听到耶稣讲这句话，心里面就批评耶稣。
However, there are also teachers of the laws who hear this and they accuse Jesus.
说耶稣呢讲了前往的话。
And they say they accuse Jesus for blasphemy.
那为什么呢？马可福音就解释给我们听。
So why was it so? And Mark, in the book of Mark, it explained.
因为呢，他们知道了，除了神以外，没谁能赦罪呢
？As the verse say that who can forgive sins but God alone?
那所以文士明白一个事情呢，当人犯罪的时候呢，你不单只是得罪对方，你最终是得罪神。
So the teacher of the law knew very well that when men sin, they do not only sin against the people, they also sin against God.
所以现代人呢说，我彼此伤害啊，没有伤害第三者，所以为什么不可？这个讲法词是不符合圣经。
And in the modern world, we often also hear about this as we love one another and we do not hurt others. So why can we do this?
圣经告诉我们所做的事情，我们最后是要对神负责的。
And the Bible told us that whatever things that we do, we are accountable and we are responsible to God.
还有呢，我们可以饶恕对方。
And we can forgive one another.
但是呢，我们不可以赦免对方的罪。
We cannot pardon the sins of the others.
所以文士认为耶稣你只是一个人，为什么你宣告这个人的罪已经赦呢？
So the teacher of the law questioned the authority of Jesus and how he can pardon one's sins.
这个只是能神才有这个权能，所以他们就认为耶稣讲了前往的话。
So this is the authority of God, so that was why they accused Jesus for blasphemy.
所以呢，耶稣知道这些文士的对他的批评，就在第五节里面问一个问题了。
So Jesus knew very well about the accusation, so he asked them in verse 5.
话说你的罪赦了，话说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？
Jesus said, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk?
我问你两句话哪一句容易？
Let me ask you, which one is easier?
对人来说两句都难呢？ 就是,
to an ordinary man, both are difficult.
但是如果你是一个骗子, 如果你要骗人呢, 当然是告诉人你的罪是了, 这句话比较容易。
So if you are a liar, of course you would choose your sins are forgiven, because this is so much easier.
因为呢你长了以后, 他的罪有没有被赦免, 没有人知道了, 看不见了。
Because even after you say this, there's no one to be able to verify whether his sins are forgiven or not.
但是如果你说起来行走, 这句话就不一样了, 因为你马上就可以确定他的是不是是真的发生了。
But if you want to use get up and walk, and then it has to be a solid proof that this person must stand up and walk.
耶稣要证明呢，他不是一个骗子。
So Jesus wanted to prove that he's not a liar.
所以呢，在第六节。 你们就说，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对探子说：“起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。”那人就起来回家去了。But
I want to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Then the man got up and went home.
你留意呢第八节呢就是当时的人的反应。
So you saw that in verse 8 there was a response of the people.
众人看见都惊奇就归荣耀与神因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
When the crowd saw this they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given such authority to men.
所以呢当时的人呢他明白耶稣不是
And now the people learn that Jesus is not just a prophet, but who can heal.
他是有权柄是医好人的。And
he also has
authority.他有权柄是赦免人的罪的。And
he also has authority to pardon someone's sin.
正如呢，耶稣在别的神迹里面呢，里面有一句话记载。And
in another miracles. Which was recorded.
当时的群众他知道一件事情，就是呢，我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。这人就是讲到耶稣，若不是从神而来，什么也不能做。
As the scripture say, we know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
耶稣医好这个人，就证其实就是要证明他也有赦免人的罪这个权能。So
when Jesus heals the paralyzed man, he also proved that he has the authority to pardon the sins.
所以，如果你是一个人呢，为了你过去所做的事情，心里面很自责的。
So if you are someone who condemn yourself for your past or things that you have done wrong,
你觉得你不配做一个基督徒,
and that you think you are not deserved to be a Christian,
我希望你再听耶稣讲一次,
I would like you to listen to Jesus once again.
小子,放心吧,
Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
你用你的信心把你罪的报复交给耶稣。
You want to leave your burden to Jesus by faith.
耶稣有赦罪的权能。
And Jesus has the authority to pardon your sins.
因为他就是父神派来的神的儿子。
Because he is the son from our Father God.
他担当我们的罪。
He bears our sins.
把我们从罪的报复下释放出来。
And he sets us free from the burden of sins.
那耶稣讲完马太记录完第六个神迹以后呢，他们就放了两个茶段在中间。So
after Matthew wrote about the six miracles, and then he also wrote down two incidents.
那么讲完这两个故事以后呢，他才讲第七个神迹。
So after the two incidents, and then he talks about the next miracle.
第一个故事呢, 是9到13节。
So the first story was from verse 9 to 13.
这个也是马太信耶稣的经过。
And that was how Matthew believed Jesus.
第九节说, 耶稣从那里往前走, 看见一个人名叫马太, 坐在税关上, 就对他说, 你跟从我来。
As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
马太是一个税吏,
so Matthew was a tax collector.
税吏一般都是很有钱的,
and most tax collectors are often pretty wealthy.
但是呢,他是犹太人最看不起的人。
However, there are also the people that the Jews despise.
原因就是税吏帮助罗马人收犹太人的税。
For the reason that the tax collectors work for the Roman empires and to collect the Jews and to collect the tax from the Jews.
所以呢,他是一个卖国贼。
So in another word, they despise him because he is like a betrayer.
另外一个事情呢,就是呢,罗马当时的只是跟我们现在不一样了,你照税是有一个固定的税率,当时不是这样子。And
second, there was also at that time that there was no fixed tariff for the tax.
所以呢,罗马政府呢,是这样子要求,你是一个税率。 那么你一年呢,
so what Roman Empire required the tax collectors is to collect a certain amount of money within a year.
那如果你多收呢,
so if you collect any more extra, and these belong to you. So that was why the tax collectors are often rich.
这个也是为什么呢,犹太人很恨这些税吏,因为他们都是贪官。
And that was why the Jews hate them very much, because they are corrupted.
那么你看这个故事的时候呢,你发觉了马太还有一样事情,他不是一般的税吏哦。
And Matthew, if you look at the story, he was not just an ordinary tax collector.
他是坐在税关上的贼类。
And he was the one who sat on a booth.
这个就是代表他是收集了这些关税的。
So it also say that he was the one who collect the custom tax.
就好像今天我们海关一样了，当时的政府呢，他会把一个税关放在这些交通的要道上面呢，去收这些关税。
So just like the same custom that we have in our air or the seaport in today's world. So he worked for the Roman Empire, and he said to collect the custom taxes.
所有货物经过他们都要交税。
So any merchandise, any cargo who passed by the routes, so he collect tax from.
所以你知道啊，这个工作是一块肥猪肉。
So you have to understand that this is a very lucrative job.
那么耶稣看见马太的时候,就呼叫他,你跟从我来。
So when Jesus saw Matthew, he called him, follow me.
路加福音里面保存了一句,就讲到了马太撇下所有,起来跟从了耶稣。
And in the Gospel of Luke, and he also added this, that Luke said that Matthew left everything and followed him.
我想, 税吏这个工作带给马太呢是很大的财富。
I believe that Matthew's job really brings him great wealth.
但是呢，当他离开呢，其实呢，他没有可能再回去他从前的工作。
But when he leaves, I think it was not possible that he can ever go back again.
因为人人都等着要坐他的位。Because
others has been waiting to take his place.
第十节里面呢，就讲到了马太呢，就请了很多旧的同事跟朋友，来，可能就是为他庆祝啊。 就是跟随耶稣这个事情。
So in verse 10 it says about that Matthew holds a dinner and he invited many of his friends and the old colleagues.
那坐席这句话呢，其实这不是一般的吃饭，就是好像一个大的筵席一样。
So the dinner here doesn't just mean an ordinary meal. It is more like a banquet, a celebration.
十一节里面呢，就讲到，十一节里面呢讲到，法利赛人看见就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”
In the verse 11, So in verse 11, it says that when the Pharisees saw this, they even asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
这里所讲的罪人呢，就是这些在法利赛人眼里面，他没有遵守旧约的律法，好像这些妓女啊、税吏啊这些人。
So the sinners here refer to whoever Pharisees see that who do not describeas obeying the law, such as the prostitutes, the tax collectors.
法利赛人呢，他们对他们来说，他完全不明白耶稣为什么要跟这些社会上的渣子去来往呢？
So to the Pharisee, they couldn't understand why did Jesus want to mingle with these trash of the society.
但是对耶稣来说，他来这个世界就是为了这些人。
But to Jesus, it means that he came to this world for the sake of sinners.
十二节里面讲到，健康，耶稣说啊，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说，我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱治治。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是叫罪义人，乃是叫罪人。
On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
那耶稣形容他就是一个罪人的医生。
You want me to finish the verse? Okay. And Jesus described that he is a doctor to the sinner.
他来这个世界就是为了要医好这些罪人。
He came to the world for the sake to heal the sick, the sinners.
我不知道你有没有这个经验，就是人家看不起你。
Have you ever had the experience that someone looked down or despised you?
人人都怕你。
That many people are afraid of you.
连望你一眼呢，他们都不愿意。
And they even dare not to or not willing to look.Look at you.
在这些吸毒的人的见证里面呢，里面有一个姓李的一个弟兄，他讲到他的得救见证。
In the testimony of the drug addicts that I read about, there was a person who is Mr. Lee. He shared about his testimony.
他说呢，他去一个地方在用福音戒毒的。
So he went to a rehab center which was through the gospel method.
那这个他去的原因呢，不是因为他是信耶稣的一个人哦。
So he went there wasn't because he believed in Jesus.
他因为呢吸毒已经十多年了，去过不同的戒毒的中心七八次都没有成功，所以他最后就跑了去这个福音戒毒的中心看看怎么样。
And he went on for trying to get rid of the drug addictions for over 10 years. He tried and failed many times. So at the end, he just thought that, so why don't I give the gospel rehab a try?
那么他去之前的一个晚上还要吸毒，吸到饱以后他才去。
So he even went to use a drug to the full extent the day before he went to the rehab center.
他去了这个地方以后呢，第一样事情这些人做的就是邀请他参加一个祷告会。
So on the first day when he was in the rehab center, they brought him to a prayer meeting.
因为福音戒毒的意思就是不靠药物，只靠耶稣。
The gospel rehab doesn't rely on the medications, they rely on the Jesus.
但是他听到人家祷告的时候，他觉得很好笑，那么他自己就其实就睡觉了哈。
So as he listened to others pray, and he thought it was funny, and not too long after he fell to sleep.
第二天呢，这个毒瘾发作了。
And on the second day, his addiction manifests.
那么呢，负责的这个中心的负责人呢，就围住他，就为他祷告。
So the rehab workers and the helpers surrounding him and pray.
但是呢，他觉得一点的帮助都没有。
But he found that that was useless.
很不容易呢，过了第一个阶段。
And it was difficult.And he finally been through the first level.
他觉得呢，福音戒毒了对他来一点都没有用。
But he already felt that the gospel rehab is not going to work for him.
所以呢，他就决定离开。
So he decided to leave.
那么拿着他的行李呢，他就走出这个门口了。
And then he took his luggages and ready to leave.
有一个工作人员呢，就拦着他，就问他，我可不可以？读一节圣经给你听呢。
So a rehab worker stopped him and asked, "Would you listen to a word of scriptures before you leave?"
那么李先生呢就说好啊。
So Mr. Lee said, "Sure."
那么呢，他这个人呢，这个弟兄呢，就打开圣经读马太福音16:26里面说，人若占着全世界，赔偿自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么还生命呢？
So this person opened the Bible to Matthew 16:26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
那这个工作人员呢，把圣经盖起来的时候，他就对这个李先生讲，他说：“李圣，这是他的名字哈。”你可晓得你的生命在神的眼中比起全世界更有价值呢？
So as the worker closed the Bible and said to Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, do you know that your life is more precious to God than anything in this whole world?
那以下呢是这个李弟兄自己写的见证，我就念给大家听。
And the following are Mr. Lee's testimony.
他站在哪里？从小到现在，我从来没有听过这样的话。
I stood there for a while, and since young, I've never heard of such things.
我是一个坏人，一个罪大恶极的坏人，很少人愿意拿净言教我一教。
I'm a sinful person, and with my sins so great, and very few people are willing to even look at me.
而且这圣经竟然告诉我，你的生命比此世界一切更重要。
But this Bible told me that my life is more precious than anything in this world.
不知怎样，我突然觉得热泪满眶。
Without knowing any reason, I just felt the tears fill my eyes.
回想过去十年在黑社会的奋斗。我希望占得别人的尊敬和重视。
I thought about my past fighting and being in the mafia. I wanted to earn the respect and pride from others.
我希望占得快乐与享受。
I hope to earn happiness and enjoyment.
但是我得到什么呢？
But what did I get?
我必须承认我什么也得不到。
I have to admit I earn nothing.
我失去一切，甚至连我的生命也输掉了。
And, but yet I lost everything, even I lost my life.
李先生就跑回这个戒毒中心里面呢，找一个房间就自己在痛哭。
So Mr. Lee ran back to the rehab center, found a room, and he cried.
他第一次向神祷告的时候就这样子讲。
And for the first time he prayed to God, he said,
他说神啊，如果有你。求你救我，求你让我今天晚上能够平平安安的度过。
God, if it is you, please save me. I pleaded to you that let me go through tonight with peace.
神真的听他的祷告。
And God truly listened to his prayer.
这个晚上他睡得很好。
And Mr. Lee had a good night's sleep.
从此以后呢，李先生就认识，从神里面认识到自己的生命的价值和意义。
And since then, Mr. Lee recognized he came before God and he see his life meaning and value.
他成功的戒毒。
And he successfully eradicate.The addictions.
后来成为了这个戒毒中心的其中一个辅导员。
And he also became the counselor in the rehab center.
法利赛人呢，看到这个探子，看到这个这些税吏跟罪人，觉得这个是社会里面的渣子。
The Pharisees sees these sinners as a trash in the society.
但是耶稣所看见的。是一群需要医生的病人。
But when Jesus sees them, he sees them as the sick who need healing.
耶稣呢，在十三节里面呢，引用何西亚书去回答这些法利赛人。
And in verse 13, the Jesus actually referred to Hosea, that one scripture in the book of Hosea.
他这里讲到，我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱自治。
For I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
这个是神责备以色列人的一句话。
That was when God rebuked the Israelites.
这些人只有宗教的外表，却忘了宗教的实质。
Because they only care about the appearance of their belief, that they have already forgotten the true quality of what they believe in.
连续呢，是敬拜神的一个根基。
Mercy is the foundation of worshiping God.
我们的神就是一个愿意去怜恤人的神。
Our God is a merciful God. We have mercy on many.
所以为什么神的儿子不可以跟罪人一起吃饭呢？
So why can the Son of God eat together with sinners?
耶稣指出他来这个世界的任务就是不是来叫义人乃是叫罪人。
Jesus pointed out his mission to the world is he, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners.
那这句话提醒我们一件事情。
And these scriptures remind us one thing.
如果你觉得你的罪很大哈，不让你不配做成为一个基督徒。
And if you think that your sins are so great that until a point you think that you are not deserved to be a Christian.
其实我恭喜你，其实因为耶稣告诉我们，耶稣来就是为了好像你这样子的人呢。
I would like to congratulate you because you are the one reason that why Jesus came to this world to save us.
但是反而如果你觉得其实我是蛮不错的。
However, if you think yourself, like you tell yourself, I'm not such a bad person.
我只是有一点点的缺点。
I just have that little bit of bad things.
你以为呢？你可以靠自己改过自身。
And you believe that you can, by yourself, by your own might, to save and to change yourself.
好像这些法利赛人一样，他觉得他是一个义人。
And just like the Pharisees that thought themselves are the righteous.
耶稣说：“我不是为你这样子的人来。”
And Jesus told them, "I do not come for you."
所以不要觉得自己坏，不配成为一个基督徒。
So do not think that you are bad or you are sin and you do not deserve to be a Christ follower.
因为耶稣说，我来是叫罪人。
Because Jesus came to call sinners.
最后一段呢是马太福音九章十四到十七节。
And the last.Passage was from verse 14 to 17.
十四节里面呢，讲到那时，约翰的门徒来见耶稣说：“我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？”
Then John's disciple came and asked him, "How is it that we and Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?"
那你知道呢？这里所讲的进食的，不是旧约里面所。讲到以色列人每年一次在赎罪日的时候的进食。
So the fasting mentioned in verse 14 was not the fasting required on the Day of Atonement. So which was like only once in a year.
他们在这里所讲的是法利赛人呢，每一个礼拜一跟礼拜四他们会进食。
So the fasting here refer to the weekly fasting that the Pharisees and John's disciple does it. So they did it on every Monday and Thursday.
犹太人进食的原因通常就是这几个。
So the reasons being of why the Jews would fast.
他们认罪。认罪悲哀的时候他们会进食。
So they fast to repent their sins and to mourn of their sins.
好像呢他们亡国以后呢他们一年有几个日子他们会进食的。
And after the fallen of the Israel, they also have certain days and months that they also do fasting.
他们也会回到他们祷告跟他们的金钱的原因去进食。
So they also pray for certain needs and then they fast.
那耶稣回答他们的问题用了三个比喻。
So Jesus answered this question with three parables.
第一个呢就在十五节。
And the first one was in verse 15.
耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能爱动呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。
And Jesus answered, How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast.
那耶稣把自己比作一个新郎呢，是一个很重要的宣告。
So Jesus described him like a bridegroom.And is actually an announcement.
那你知道以色列人亡国以后呢，他经常进食。
And you knew that after the Israel has fallen, the nation has fallen, the Jews often fast.
因为他们为了他们的罪悲哀。
Because they mourn for their sins.
他们祈求弥赛亚的来临。
And they pray for the return, for the coming of the Messiah.
但是耶稣说，现在我来了，你们不用进食了。
So then Jesus told them that now I'm here, you don't have to fast.
为什么？
Why was it so?
因为他们所祈求的弥赛亚已经站在他们中。
Because the Messiah has already returned and is among them.
那如果你觉得你不配做一个基督徒，
and if you think that you do not deserve to be a Christian,
你为了你的罪悲哀，
and you mourn for your sins,
你希望等待一个改过自身的一个机会。
And you hope and wait for a chance that you can change yourself.
耶稣说，你不用悲哀。
And Jesus tells you, you don't have to mourn.
你不用再等。
You do not have to wait.
因为这个救主已经站在你面前。
Because the Savior has come and he's standing right in front of you.
这位新郎呢，会用水和道把他的新妇洗干净。
The bridegroom will wash.Will washes the bride with water and truth.
他会担当我们的罪。
He will carry our sins.
好像呢，《哥林多后书》五章十七节讲到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Just like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come; the old has gone; the new is here.
我们的主是一个破旧立身的立新的主。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord who replaces the old by the new.
他在十六、十七节还讲了两个比喻。
And he continued in verse 16 and 17 with two parables.
其实两个比喻都是同一个意思。
And that's the same meaning coming from these parables.
第一个比喻呢是有关呢，好像你一个旧的布，你要有一个洞，你用一个新的。补在上面。
So the first parable described that you use a new garment on an old garment that you actually patch a hole, like you have an old cloth. So you want to use a new cloth to put it on the hole to patch it.
那你要了解呢，旧的布呢，它不会再就是不会再缩水了。
And you should know that the old clothes or the old garment.Will not string anymore.
但是新的还是会缩啊。
But the new garment will string.
所以呢，他就告诉你，如果你之前只做的时候呢，那么新的布就会把旧的这个布拉破。
So if you do this and you patch it, And the new garment is going to string and pull the old cloth.
So, 17节里,
and then he will tear it.
17节里面呢, 讲到另外一个比喻,
and the verse 17 says about the other parables.
就是他们平常喝的酒,
so which was the wine that they often drink.
新的酒的意思就是它还在发酵,
so the new wine still go through the fermentation.
但是旧的就不会了,
but the old wine doesn't.
皮带呢，就是用来载酒的东西了。
So the skins, the animal skins, are to contain the wine.
那如果你是新的皮呢，它还有这个弹性。
So a new wine skins, is still has the flexibility.
但是旧的就没有了。But
the old wine skin doesn't have that.
所以如果你把新的酒放在旧的皮带里面，它就会破了。
So a fermenting new wine, when you put it into the old wine skin, it will break the wine skins.
两个比喻同一个道理.
It's the same meaning of both parables.
就是耶稣出现的时候呢，他带来一个新的开始.
So when Jesus comes, he brings a new beginning.
就好像我们敬拜神的地点也改变了.
And for example, it changes the place of where we worship.
从前以色列人敬拜的是在耶路撒冷，我们现在耶稣说。 是用信灵和诚实.
And before that, the Jews worshipped in the temples. But Jesus taught us to worship in spirit and in truth.
我们也不用限制的方法去敬拜神.
And we also do not use the way of sacrifice, giving sacrifice, burning sacrifice to worship.
我们今天是通过主耶稣.
We worship true believing in Jesus.
就好像等一下我们的圣餐提醒我们，耶稣所立的新约代替了从前的旧约。
And just like the communion that we are going to have, it's a new covenant that replaces the old.
今天我们读的这个经文提醒我们,
and today the scripture reminds us,
就是我们每一个人不要因为我们的过去觉得我们不配成为一个基督徒。
And today we should not we should not use our past and relying on that to determine who we are.
耶稣能赦免我们的罪.
Because for Jesus, he can pardon our sins.
马太亲眼见到耶稣赦罪的权能.
And Matthew have witnessed the authority of Jesus pardoning the sins.
马太自己就是一个大的罪人.
And he himself, Matthew himself, was a great sinner.
但是耶稣来呼叫他.
But Jesus came and called him.
因为耶稣来的原因就是要叫罪人.
Because Jesus came to call on sinners.
没有一个病人呢可以自己医好自己.
No one sick person can ever heal himself.
病人都需要医生.
The patient need doctors.
我们就需要我们的救主赦免我们的罪.
And we all need our Savior Jesus Christ to pardon and to forgive our sins.
当我们信耶稣的时候，耶稣会给我们的一个新的开始。
And when we believe in Jesus, Jesus brings us a new beginning.
我们不再悲哀，我们会喜乐。
And he takes away our sorrow and he brings us joy.
不要再用这个咒的思想, 加上耶稣的来临。
And do not use the old understanding to expect why Jesus came.
如果你这样子做的时候，就好像只是旧的皮带当成新的酒一样。
And if you do this, you are just like containing a new wine in an old wine skins.
耶稣带给我们的一个恩典的时代。
And Jesus brings us a time of grace.
让我们今天特别在感恩节里面，就去接受耶稣给带给我们的新的开始。
And in this Thanksgiving, let us accept Jesus once again. And for the new beginning that he brought to us.
好像马太一样跟随耶稣.
And just like Matthew did, follow Christ.
我们最后一同祷告.
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to give thanks for your grace.
因为世上的人看我们，就是看见我们所做的不对的事情.
Because the people of the world look at us, they look at the sinful things.
连我们自己的良心，有的时候我们 也知道我们就是一个坏的人.
And many times, even our conscience tells us that we are guilty.
但是耶稣告诉我们，没有一个人是不配成为一个基督徒.
However, Jesus told us that none of the person in this world do not deserve.
因为你来就是叫罪人。
Because Jesus, you came to call sinners.
求主帮助我们有信心地回应神的呼召。
And we ask you, and once again have faith to respond to your calling.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们现在呢是教会每月一。